Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
I'm Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church. Hello, live stream. I'm glad you tuned in and chose us for your spiritual nourishment. Thank you for tuning in. But anyways, we had that trip, and boy, it was saw a lot of things. And, you know, he says in, now pay attention to this. He says in Psalms 37:3, he says, "Trust in the Lord and do good." He says, "Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness." Feed on His faithfulness. See that? Feed on His faithfulness. What's that saying? Remember, it says in Matthew 5, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." See, when your hunger and thirst are being met in His faithfulness. Did you catch that? In His faithfulness. Feed on His faithfulness. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Now watch this. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. You see that? He gives you the desires of your heart. Here's the thing. He changes your desires. And now your desires line up with Him. But He really knows what you really long for and the best for you, and He will cause that to come to pass. Now listen to me. He says in His Word, I'm going to show it to you today, the righteous desires will be granted. Amen. We're talking about ruling in righteousness. You see this? Think about this. He's going to give you what your heart desires that nobody else knows. I'm going to tell you something. The church, we're talking about desires today. And reigning over our desires and getting them under the knowledge of God. You see, the church is designed to meet those desires. Some of you long to have a father. Some of you long to have a mother. Some of you long to have a friend. That's all right here in the church. Every bit of it's right here. And that's why you can't get hurt in church. If you got hurt, the pain is for a reason. Stay in there and let the pain take its course. And you get on the other side, you think, man, I can't even believe that ever even had an effect on me. It's like, why did I even get, why'd that even bother me? It's like you have joy. God gets you to a better place. That's because you're learning and growing in righteousness. And now you're going to reign over what used to bother you and hurt you. Doesn't hurt you anymore. You see that? You're maturing. You're growing. You're becoming what God put you here for. Now listen. So now think about this. You know, when Nehemiah rebuilt the cities, the Jerusalem. Okay, Nehemiah rebuilt the city of Jerusalem. The city of peace. That's what Jerusalem means. City of peace. So he rebuilt the walls around Jerusalem. Now, when in those days, the walls around cities were so thick that they could drive chariots up on top of the walls, horses and chariots cruising up there around on the walls. Now, look, when they would be bombed, when they would be attacked, they didn't use bombs. They used large rocks, and they would catapult. They rigged up these gizmos. They would catapult these big rocks and these big steel iron balls at these cities, and it'd hit the walls, And they wouldn't even know they were being attacked. Are you listening to me? Here's my point. The walls represent God's character. And that's what the fruit of the Spirit is. It's God's character. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, long-suffering, self-control. Those are all His character. And that around you protects you. And when you're in that, there's times you don't even know you're being attacked if you're in that. And that's why we're talking about self-control. These are all outcomes of the Holy Spirit in your life. But it has to be developed. Did you hear me? It has to be developed, and it only is developed in the church. That's why I'm trying to help you see this. It can't happen. Well, I'm going to go over here and do my thing. No, you got to stay up in the church and stay developed. Young person said, how can I do this? I said, you stay in the church and it'll happen. Remission. Remember, when you come to Christ, you're saved. Remission. You repent of your sins, you're remission. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. Remission. Submission. I have to be willing to submit. You have to submit to one another. That's what the church is. Not just to the pastor and the leadership, but to each other. We're to submit to each other. You're supposed to submit to your wife. You're supposed to submit to your husband. If you don't understand submission, there'll never be commission. Are you hearing me? Commission is you working together with Jesus. Co means you're working with Him on the mission that you were created for. But see, if I was the devil, I'd do anything I can to get them mad and hurt and want their marbles and go home and cry and whine and be in a pity party. Amen. And nobody wants to show up. You see that? Come on, am I making sense? So get in here and let it happen. Say, come on with it. I had some lady who was almost 70-some years old. Said, come on with it this morning, Pastor. Come on. I said, you go with that, your bad self. She said, bring it on. That's what she was telling me after the service. After she heard everything. Bring it on, Pastor Fred. I like that. That's the kind of attitude you got to have. This is what protects us, is self-control. It actually is a spiritual. It's a cyber security. Spiritual cyber security. See that? But that's what it is. Character does this. And that's what God's looking for. His image in you. His character. And that's why we have to be willing to go through some things. And you're going to hear today. Our desires, when we get them under His auspices, will help us and take us to a better place. But if we don't change those desires, they'll always take you down a wrong path. Always. So we got to learn how to reign over our desires. And that's what we're talking about today. Reigning in life. Reigning in righteousness. Okay? It's in the church. And God will provide. You know what? I remember I was alone for 11 years. Loneliness is a big deal. Loneliness is an epidemic in our world. Loneliness causes mental problems. You can be in a room and full of people and be lonely. But you see, when you understand the body of Christ, you're not going to be lonely. I was by myself pastoring this church. Well, you know, not by myself, but you know what I mean. I didn't have no partner next to me. I got me one now, right? God gives you the desires of your heart. Amen. I'm here to tell you. So, the church is designed to meet all those needs. And that's why he's building his church that the gates of hell will not prevail against. So, you the church. You ready? So now we're talking about self-control. And remember, self-control is not, I'm going to muster this up and I'm going to discipline myself and do it. No. Self-control is, my relationship with God is in such a place, what used to cause my temper to flare up and get angry and shout and get upset with something, it no longer bothers me. It don't have me anymore. In other words, what used to trigger my temper, I don't have that temper anymore. Because the Holy Spirit is healing me of those areas in my life. Am I making sense? And now my response is different. Because it's responding out of my relationship with God. My righteousness. You see that? That's what righteousness means, to be in right relationship to God. So I no longer have that temper I used to have. Making sense? Or maybe I need a joint. You don't need weed. You don't need that. You think you do. God will meet that need. And that'll dissipate. That'll go away. You won't have to have that. Well, I need a 12-pack. No. I remember before I got saved, I still got you guys standing. I remember before I got saved, I'd have to have me a 12-pack on the weekends. I used to think, I can't even imagine this life without being able to have a 12-pack. Stroh's Bohemian. I couldn't imagine it. But after I got saved, that's the first thing he took away. Because that stuff alters your thinking. It alters the way you think and act and respond in life. God's given us his word for the complexities of life. And when you understand and get the revelation of his word, you don't need all that mess. You want to be you. You want to be the best you. So now think about this. We're talking about desires today. And the idea of getting those desires in the knowledge of God. St. Augustine said, our desires need to be guided by the knowledge of God, the truth. Are you listening to me? God's word is truth. The Bible's true. I've been reading that thing for over 40 years. And when I got saved, that's what I did. I started reading my Bible. And I've gone through a lot of different things, but God has always shown me this thing is true. It's alive. It's the only thing that brings fulfillment in life. You can go to Hawaii. You can go. You know what? The will of God is where you're going to be fulfilled. You see, I couldn't wait to get home when we were over there in Hawaii. Y'all all right? You want to hear a story? We were over there, and we were on a ship, cruise ship. You know, you got to go on a cruise ship. We visited every island. But here's the thing. On this ship, there's like this place. They had an entertainment place. And it was like the Schuster Center on the ship. It's like we're there. I can't believe all this. And this guy that's there to entertain us, he's there to tribute to Elton John and Billy Joel. So we're there, and the lights are out, and the spotlight comes on, and he's playing this piano. And I'm thinking, this guy, he is so gifted. It sounds like Elton John is in the room. Then all of a sudden, he starts singing. Benny and the Jets. Benny! Benny! Benny and the Jets. She's got electric boots and mohair suits. You know I read it in a magazine. Benny and the Jets. And I'm sitting there. I'm saying, this. I said, you see, this was so good. And I was listening. I'm singing real loud. And I'm just enjoying it, you know. I remember when that song came out. Listen to me. Now pay attention, this is important. So now, in my mind is going back to when I was in high school. And I got my license taken away because I had a CUDA, 346-pack CUDA. The guy at Mel Zappia Chrysler Primitive told my dad not to let me buy that car, but my dad convinced him he was mature enough. My dad was wrong. Well, I got that car and I got my license taken away. I had 17 tickets. They gave me permission, the judge did, to drive back and forth to work. I paid for everything on that car. My dad didn't pay. He signed for it. I paid for the insurance, gas, payment, everything. I had the newest car in the... I had a better car than all the teachers had. And it was red with black stripes and Krager mags and a quad stereo. It was cool. And guess what I thought? I thought I was cool. I remember I had that car, and it had me so consumed that I would get in it, get it shined up, you know. And then there was this shopping mall, First National Bank, a grocery store, Woolworths, Grant's, and all these stores, and all these windows. And I'd get that thing cleaned up. I'd drive by, and I'd look at myself. And then I'd turn off the music real loud, you know, trying to get everybody to look. See, that's why people turn up their music real loud. They don't want you to hear the music. They want you to look at them. That's what I was doing, driving. Dude, I'm cool. I wasn't cool, was I? I thought I was. But you see, that was my desires controlling my life. So then now I got my license taken away, and I get this permit to drive to work. And I get this car. It's a Fury, a family car. Big, you know, dad and mom car, four-door, you know, Plymouth big box Fury. So now I put these speakers in the back, Jensen speakers, and a Krayco 8-track player in the car. And man, I turned that up, and those speakers were booming. Man, I had me some tunes in there. This song came out, Benny and the Jets. I had the car full of people, and I had all my friends in there, and we had this thing cranking. Remember, I wasn't supposed to be driving. I was only supposed to go to work, but I was still doing it. That's called rebellion, right? Rebellion comes from the Bellian War. It means to war again. In other words, you war again for what you want. You see that? And that's what rebellion. You're trying to live your life and do what you want. So now think about this. So I got the car full of people, and, you know, there's stuff floating around in there, in the car. Not cigarette smoke, but other smoke. Now, this was before Christ, and this was in high school. Am I making sense? So now, I'm thinking about all this in my head, but I don't have no desire for that. It's like I'm enjoying this so much, I can't tell you how much I was enjoying this. I'm coming, we're walking down the hallway, Donita and I, back to our little cabin on the ship. Benny and the Jets. Oh, Benny. Benny. And then we get in, and Donita closes the door, and she goes in the bathroom, and I'm in there. He's got electric boots and Moet suits, you know, already. And I'm singing real loud, and she goes, Frederick, Frederick, they're going to hear you down the hall. You're waking them up down the hall. She says, Frederick, when it gets serious. So I had to slow down. But here's what I'm trying to show you. I was enjoying myself just immensely. It was like going to a worship. It was God. Am I making sense? It wasn't because of Elton John. It was because of my heart that I wasn't being controlled by what used to control me. Is this making sense? Freedom. You don't have any real guidance. And you know what your parents will do? They'll overcompensate for the thing that's missing in your life. And my dad was trying to do that. And I was taking advantage of him. That's what people do. Takers do. Oh, you better listen. You see, some people you can't help in life. There's some people that will look you in the eye and tell you one thing, and you're trying to help them. There's some people you cannot help. They're takers. And that's what's going on when you're in that position. You're a taker. They just keep taking. Always taking. Gimme, gimme, gimme. They take from you. Now listen to me. I'm going to tell you this real quick. When you get around people like that, they don't add value to your life. God's calling you to add value to other people. See, when you're willing to change, it's because God's developing you, because he's going to add value to others through you. So here's what happens. I remember when I read this story about this institution in the 50s. They were coming up, these doctors and psychologists were coming up with these ideas on how to test these people to be productive in society. And some of these people had problems and, you know, difficulties. And so they came up with these tests. And so they had this room, this big room with all these windows around it. And in the back of the room was a faucet, a water faucet. And so they put mops, they took mops, and they put 40-some mops in the room and mops outside of the room. Are you hearing me? So now they put these people in the room. And in the back of the room was a water faucet. They turned the water on. So the water's running. So what happens is, one of them picks up a mop and they start mopping. So now he's mopping. Now you got another one picks up a mop and he's mopping. Now everybody's got a mop in their hand. They're all mopping. The essence of the test was to turn the water off. You hear me? Turn the water off. Here it is. When you don't deal with your problem, other people have a mop in their hand. Other people get in your mess. Amen. Now you got people mopping up your mess and helping you with your mess. And they're mopping up your mess that you don't want to deal with. That's what a taker does. They take all the time. But when you deal with it, now you can add value. Some people keep mops in their hand their entire life. Are you listening to me? I want to be someone who adds value to others. And that's what God wants in you. That's what God's doing in you. You see, when you add value, your value comes up. You see, your value. And that's what God does. You love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. When you love yourself the way God does, now your value, your esteem comes up. Your true value comes up. And you know you can help somebody. And God, no, you can help somebody. You will help people because you value yourself. When you don't value yourself, you can't help anybody. You can't give anybody something you don't have. You see that? And that's what he wants you to do. Add value to others with your life for his sake, for his glory. You see that? And advance his kingdom. And that's what you do. You start to add value when you discover who you are. That's huge right there. Give me Romans 5:17 real quick. For if by one man offense death reigned through one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you something. Sin is what he's talking about in first. That's, remember who was deceived? Eve was deceived. And she is the one that caused Adam by what she said. Did you hear me? So if you're a wife, you need to watch what you say to your man. You better listen to me. Because what she said disrupted all of creation. You hear that? And that's what we talked about, reigning in our words a couple weeks ago, remember? So you got to watch what you say to your man. Because I'm going to tell you something. You hold in your heart and life, your husband, you can call the best out of him. You hearing me? You can bring the best out of him with your words. Because we are verbal, we have verbal needs. And husbands, you can bring the best out of your wife. Are you listening to me? That's why he says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. No corrupt word. If you're criticizing and dogging and always coming down on your husband or wife, you're destroying your own house with your own words. Stop it. You can reign in life when you begin to understand what I'm talking about. Now look at this. That's what he's talking about. The gift of righteousness, it will help us reign in life. Now look, go with me to Proverbs 19:2. Now, what we're talking about is our desires today, because our desires will always take us down a path away from what God calls us to. Remember? In Psalms 23, he says, he restores my soul and he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And that's what God does. If he's leading you, it's in a path of righteousness for his name's sake, for his benefit. It's going to benefit the kingdom of God. It's going to benefit God when you do what's right out of that relationship with him. We making sense? And in the middle, your soul gets restored. Back to the original condition. Now watch. Also, it is not good for a soul to be with what? Without knowledge. Now remember, Isaiah 33:6 says, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of our times. That's the times we're in right now. We need God's wisdom and we need his knowledge if we're going to be stable. Remember, that's not on the board. Do I need to show that to you? Give me Isaiah. We're going to go back. Give me Isaiah 33:6. Look what he says. What's it say? Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times. And he's prophesying about the times now. And the strength of your salvation, the fear of the Lord, is his treasure. So here's my point. Now back to the other verse. So wisdom and knowledge. We got to grow in the knowledge of God. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge. And so this is what we got to learn. We got to learn and grow in the knowledge of God. That's why you need to stay in the church. You need to stay in the church. In the church is where you grow in the knowledge of God. Well, I can go in the woods and grow. No, you got to be in the church. You need some people. God uses people and the devil uses people. You need people to challenge you and hold you accountable and hurt you a few times. Yeah. And that developed you. So when you go on your job, you can be an expression of Christ. When they hurt you, it doesn't hurt. Now I can show them Christ because I learned that in church. He's building the church. The gates of hell can't come against. They're trying to come against you at work, but it won't work. You see that? Because you're built and you're equipped for what you have to go through. All right. You're growing in knowledge. So your desires will take you away from the path of righteousness. Now look what he says. And it is not good for a soul to be without knowledge. And he sins who hastens with his feet. Here's what happens. When you don't have knowledge, you run to do the wrong thing. You go to do the wrong thing. But when you have knowledge, you say, oop, I'm not going there. Because I know that's not God's will for me. You see that? This is how it works. Yeah, I'm gonna say this. Now, you guys can write this down. It's in James chapter 1, and it's verse 13 and 14. He says this, but each one is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. And when desire has been conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. You see that? When it is full grown, it brings forth death, separation from God. Well, you see, that's what happens. Your own desires will take you away. Now, look, remember I told you that story when I go to my grandmother's in Virginia? I'm going to tell you again because it's worth repeating. I remember I was a kid and I was down there and I was fishing. I was down at my grandma's and we were down there for a couple weeks and I was fishing on this swinging bridge and in these mountains and just rocks and the water, streams flowing. It's like a little paradise. It's beautiful down there. It looks like Switzerland. But there's this big rock by this swinging bridge that came over the stream, okay? So now I'm on this bridge and I'm fishing and I'm using worms and I got a cane pole and I've got worms and the minnows are coming and taking the worms. And they're not even big enough to get hooked on the hook. They're just taking the worms. But every once in a while, this big old fish would come out and look at it and then go back under. I said, Grandma, I said, there's a big fish. It comes out. She says, that's a trout. She said, trout don't like worms. Trout like corn. And my grandma knew everything. And she loved Jesus. So now think about this. She told me, you get you some corn and put it on that hook and see if you won't catch that fish. And I put this corn on the hook. I drop it down. Here comes that trout. I see him. Boom. He takes it. I hook him. I mean, it's wiggling. And I pull it out of the water and the pole's bending. And here's the point. See, the devil knows what you like. And he will put on the hook what you really are wanting. It could be to fill your loneliness. Could be anything on that hook. And he knows what you're looking for. And he'll put it on there. You got to know. When you understand your desires, you won't go there.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sidney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sidney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.